Hey, welcome to the program, Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. First part of the show, we spoke about, are we overly humanizing our pets? And at this point, I would like to bring out some new stuff, if that's okay with you. And one of the new things that I want to bring out is actually something we have talked about previously and something to which I alluded in a previous hour of the program, loves. Start off with this one. What are some of the modern expressions that you never want to hear again? Now, what do I mean by modern expressions you never want to hear again? At some point, and I don't know when this point was, forget about it, or no problem, don't worry about it, got changed to no worries. No worries, you know, reminds me of the old joke about how they say a certain expletive in Hollywood. Trust me, when somebody says no worries, I automatically worry. I don't know about you. It has the absolute reverse effect on my psychology. No worries. All right. No worries. That means that there is some consternation in this communicator's head, and they don't want me to worry. What's the real agenda here? What's lurking in the shadows? I don't know, but all I know is they said no worries, so something must exist to worry about. So that's one of the things. And the other thing, too, Tim Wenger pointed this out the other day. Have you noticed that have you noticed that a lot of people, yesterday was National 10-4 Day, and in addition to no worries, everybody now says, copy that, as if we're on the space shuttle. Full throttle, copy that. That didn't end very well now, did it? So are there viral and trendy phrases that drive you nuts? No worries, I must tell you, is in the lead for me. No worries. Can I have some extra dressing, please? No worries. They going to do something to the dressing now? They told me not to worry. Now I'm worried. So that's one of the things. Is there an expression that people are using now that drives you nuts? Now, the whole copy that thing, I have a theory about that. And it might be true. It might not be true. It's just a theory. I've not put it to scientific rigorous examination or testing, but here we go. Do you remember the old days when somebody would send you an email and the little boxes did not pop up under the email, like, got that. Thank you very much. Copy. I think that people saying copy that is a direct result of certain auto responses that are generated by certain email algorithms that they use. I think that's what started the whole copy that thing. I'm just putting it out there. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So are there expressions that drive you absolutely, absolutely crazy? Like, no worries. Let me give you another topic, too. I'm going to throw three at you this hour, and one of them is going to pique your interest. So is 9:30 a.m. too early for a football game? The Buffalo Bills are playing in London, England. And Tottenworth Hotspur Stadium. And if you remember your Shakespeare, I'm surprised they actually have a stadium that's called Hotspur, because he was like one of the Welsh enemies of Henry IV and Henry V. But I don't mean to digress. Watch The King on Netflix if you don't know what I'm talking about. So anyway, is 9:30 a.m. too early? Because, look, I'm just going to this is not a show about me. I always tell you this. I'm just going to tell you, like, my life, and then you tell me about your life, okay? But these days, I watch the Bills games by myself. I'm only allowed to wear Buffalo Bills jerseys when I go to a hospital, medical facility, or if I'm actually watching a Bills game. Bills jerseys are not acceptable wardrobe given a certain situation. They're not acceptable anymore, okay? It's just me, and it's not a battle that I'm going to fight. So anyway, is 9:30 too early? Because, you know, heading into a football game, I kind of enjoy having a tequila or two to kind of chill out and relax. And somehow, the idea of going to where I go on Sundays at 9 in the morning and starting to drink, in a way, it's like, yeah. And in another way, it's like, that is absolutely pathetic. So what are you going to do on Sunday morning? Is it church for you, or is it the everlasting life and legacy of Josh Allen, who will guide us into eternity like the Good Shepherd of football? So what are you going to do on Sunday? Are you in to get up at a ridiculous hour on Sunday and watch a football game? It's a totally different feel, but are you going to do it? Yes or no? Is it too early? And I know a couple of places that are opening up very early on Sunday. I'm sure the staff is absolutely thrilled. But when they get their gratuities, it all evens out in the end. And one more thing. Buffalo is supposedly the nicest place in the country with the nicest people in the country. Do you agree with that? This is what Reader's Digest says. Buffalo is the nicest place in the country. When's the last time you did something nice for somebody that you didn't know? Or the last time somebody did something nice for you? Just ponder that for a moment. And let me give you the numbers, because these are three disparate topics, but I think they're all good, actually. Actually, I think they're all excellent. And if you don't like them, there's something wrong with you, not with my programming. 803, don't take me seriously. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let's get to the phone. Ooh, I'm looking at the radar. There's some pretty nasty rain over Ontario. It's over like London, Ontario, and Stratford, Ontario. Slow down, rain, slow down. Kelly is in Cheektowaga. Kelly, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Well, first, I get up early 7 days a week. I will be at work by 7 a.m. I may or may not find it on the radio, the game. So I'll be by myself.
Okay, but may or may not. I mean, I'm going to presume that you're unable to visually watch the game. You're going to have to do it via radio?
Yes.
May I ask what kind of endeavor you are engaged in on a Sunday morning to put bread on the family table?
Yeah, I'm a security officer.
Oh, well, we need security officers. Absolutely. Well, that's pretty interesting. Would you get in trouble if you brought in a television or if you watched it on your cell phone?
No.
Bring in a television. Do I sound like 1967? I did not just say that. Would you get in trouble watching it on your phone?
No, I wouldn't. It's me and a small little guard shack. That's it.
Okay, so it's just going to be another day at work, but it might be spiced up by audio or video of the game, depending on what you can get away with.
Exactly.
Okay. It's 9:30. Now, you're going to be working, and drinking and working don't really go along unless you're a bartender or a raging alcoholic. But is 9:30 in the morning just a little bit on the early side to start tipping them back?
If you're a raging alcoholic, no.
Yeah, but I mean, remember, when people go to the Bills games, 1 o'clock start, they're there hours and hours before 1 o'clock starts. So to the fans who show up at the games, I mean, 9:30, 9 o'clock in the morning might be a little on the late side.
Very true, but, you know, you got to think about it, too. If it's a 1 o'clock start game, they're used to it anyway.
Right, right. I mean, yeah. Nothing says, hey, I'm having a great time, like puking on the person in front of me. I mean, that's just outstanding.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. So the other thing is, I have three phrases I cannot stand. I hate. I wish I could never hear them again.
Okay.
So if you make me upset and I have to start increasing the volume in my voice, and I start getting upset, do not tell me to calm down or relax, because you will make it 20 times worse.
Oh, my God. You're so spot on that one. All right. I hear you on that one. I feel you.
Okay. The next one that I can't stand, which is my third and final one, I was a supervisor at one point in time. If somebody showed up late for their shift, or if somebody did something wrong, didn't come in, fell asleep, whatever. It was, oh, my bad.
My bad. Yes, yes, yes. My
okay,
bad, however,
if you're bad, that means you did something wrong. Say, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
My bad is shorthand for that. I detect the death of my bad. If not, it's certainly in critical condition and on life support. But by my count, those are only two expressions that drive you crazy.
Well, no, because I count the relax and the calm down separately.
Oh, okay.
I'll hear both. Sometimes I hear one or the other.
You know what? I'm in the same boat with you, because when somebody tells me to calm down, like, oh, I'm a contrarian. So my natural reaction is, oh, no, no, I'm going to make sure that I get so upset that a Barry aneurysm ruptures and I die. So thank
yeah,
you. That'll show.
Is, yeah, and then my point will get across to you very well.
Yeah, I think I know your point. I think it's a two-word point. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. Okay, so a couple of things here. The three things specifically on my agenda, and I'm only repeating them because I've got 30 seconds to fill here before I can go to traffic. First of all, 9:30 a.m., too soon for a football game. Sunday morning, do you plan on going to the neighborhood watering hole to check it out with other people and plenty of alcohol? I don't keep alcohol at home. I just drink when I go out every night. So 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Are there expressions or phrases you never, ever want to hear again? And supposedly, Buffalo is the nicest place in the country. When's the last time, and what did you do that was nice for somebody? And when's the last time somebody did something nice for you? And do you think that Buffalo really is the nicest place in the country? I think it's a hell of a lot nicer than Florida in terms of the people. Often said of Florida, warm state, cold hearts. Back to the calls we go. A few things on the agenda. You know what they are already. Here's Dan in Boston, New York. Dan, you are on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Speaking
yes, sir.
To you from Facebook jail right now.
I'm so sorry, sir. I hope they have visiting hours, and I hope they have private showers.
Every once in a while, I'll get go down the rabbit hole of looking at the little video clips and stuff. And I have every time I do it, I get mad. And the ones that drive me nuts are the ones of these idiots who get pulled over and refuse to comply or cooperate with the police. And all the people texting in, you know, putting in their message, oh, the police need to learn how to de-escalate. Well, that goes both ways. You know, the guy in the car could easily de-escalate just by doing what he's supposed to do. And then you get put in Facebook jail, and there's no way that you can complain to Facebook about their policies and stuff. They don't want to hear from you. They just want to tell you what to do.
Okay, but is there an expression? I'm a little confused here. Is there an expression that people
de-escalate.
Use? Okay, de-escalate is the word.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, de-escalation is a really important part of law enforcement. It really is.
It is.
It's extremely important.
It's a two-way
street. Now, but it you know what? It is a two-way street. You can de-escalate, but if the person you're dealing with has just done 80 lines of meth and cocaine, they're probably not going to be in much of a mood to de-escalate. But don't, I mean, seriously, don't short sell de-escalation as a strategy.
But it's the way it's used that drives me nuts.
No, dude, I hear you. Because you're right. It does go both ways. And some of the videos that I've seen, probably the same ones you've seen, the driver is a total tool. It's like all you've got to do is hand over the license and registration, which you are supposed to do anyway, because that's part and parcel of having the privilege of driving a car, is you kind of, you know, I mean, I've heard the doctrine of implied consent used toward that. I don't know if that's exactly accurate in that context. But, yeah, I mean, and the funny thing is, frankly, half the times these idiots turn what could be an informational stop, like, sir, that was a four-way stop sign. You just went through it. In the future, please come to a full and complete stop. Have a nice day. It could be as simple as that, but then it escalates because the guy in the car decides to become...
Yeah.
And they escalate the situation when all they were going to get was just a warning. I mean, it's stupid.
Another one in the same line would be sovereign citizens.
Yes, I mean, yes, yes.
I hate them.
Okay, sovereign citizen goes along with a lot of those vehicle and traffic stop videos that you see on the internet.
Yep. No, you're idiots.
But let's just talk about this. The way people spin their own webs of destruction, okay?
Yep.
Let's say, worst case scenario, you get busted doing 65 in a 50 zone. You take the speeding ticket, you get a lawyer, you go to court, you're going to get it knocked down to an equipment violation, quite possibly, and you're on your way. So, but instead, you end up arrested on some misdemeanor thing instead of a traffic violation. Like, come on, man. Use some common sense.
And you got to think, what are you trying to hide that you're not just willing to have, you know, somebody give you a warning or give you a ticket? You know, I just don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think, honestly, I think it's part of, if I had to generalize it, I would say that it's part of the entitlement mentality that a lot of people have in the country, an entitlement mentality. And, I can't even tell you the last time I got pulled over, but when I see the lights, if there's one nearby, I'll look for an empty parking lot and pull in there, just to make it safer for the cop, turn all the lights on inside. If it's dark, roll down all the windows, hands on the wheel, engine off, and, officer, whatever you need, tell me what you need. And, not really an issue. Thank you very much.
Get right out of your vehicle?
Huh?
You don't get right out of your vehicle and tell them that you don't have to stay in your vehicle? I mean,
no,
that what you're supposed to do?
I do not, because from the cop's point of view, they have no idea who you are, especially.
Oh,
I mean, they have no idea whether you are armed, unarmed. They have no idea whether you've got mental illness, whether you are on serious drugs. They have no clue.
I was just being sarcastic.
No, I know, but people need to understand it from the police perspective. How many times have we heard about officers going down in the line of duty during a, quote, routine traffic stop? There is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. They're all individual, unique, and they can all go sideways in a second. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Had a chance to see one of the former police chiefs of the town of Cheektowaga last night. Always good to see him. And a couple of state troopers. It was like cop night where I go last night. It was kind of fun. 28 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We're going to take some more calls. I've got three different topics. If you don't know what they are, chill. I'll repeat them ad nauseum after the news at 5:30 with Tom Puckett on News Radio 930 WBEN. And by the way, I do really appreciate you being here and listening to News Radio 930 WBEN and my daily dose of inadequate mediocrity. Thank you. All right, how many were there last night? One of the biggest regrets in my life, not seeing Fleetwood Mac in their prime with Christine McVie and Lindsey Buckingham, and I don't know. What was I thinking? Where was my head? I mean, well, I know where my head was, but shouldn't have been there. Anyway, if you went last night, I hope you had a good time, and I'm sure you did. Stevie didn't call me. She didn't write. I feel rather neglected. I mean, I know a guy has to get a little love around here. Anyway, welcome to the show. We've still got time to take your phone calls, and the rest of the show basically is up to you, because what I'm doing here, I'm bringing out three different topics. First of all, and this is something that we've done, but it seems appropriate to redo it, because yesterday was National 10-4 Day. And I think that the auto responses on emails would be one of the major reasons why, copy that, roger that. I think that's one of the reasons why it has entered the verbal lexicon. You know, those automatic responses in emails, the little bubble that pops up on Gmail, not with every email, interestingly, but some of them. Is there an expression that drives you personally bat? It makes you flip your Yeah. With me, and I don't know why, I don't understand it, it just sticks in my brain when somebody says, no worries. No worries. That implies there's something about which I should be concerned, but they don't want me to know. It's like the recurring theme in the movie The Death of Stalin with Steve Buscemi and Isaacs and basically every actor that you really like, where Stalin's daughter makes a big deal about harm. Who said anything about harm? And Steve Buscemi as Khrushchev. It's just like it's a funny movie. Death of Stalin is freaking hilarious. I mean, Stalin with a Cockney accent? Are you kidding me? How could you possibly go wrong? And the father from the Alan Garner's father from The Hangover. I always forget the guy's name. He's a great actor. As Malenkov. Okay, so is there an expression that drives you nuts? And with the lady, Kelly, I think, from Cheektowaga, I could not agree with her more. Whenever you get into a discussion with somebody and they say, hey, calm down, relax, to me, and I think I've even reacted on the air like years ago in a very negative way. I am calm. What are you talking about? But the best way to escalate a situation is to tell somebody to calm down. Because, see, what you're telling them is, I think you're out of control. I think you're a madman and a raving lunatic. And then your natural reaction is, oh, no, I'm not. Let me just throw this beer glass in your face to prove it. 803-0930. I'm not allowed around sharp objects, by the way. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. What expression, like 10-4, Roger, copy that. What is driving you nuts lately? Also, Buffalo Bills, 9:30 game in London. What are your plans? And is it too early to start drinking at 9:30 on a Sunday morning? And I hate to admit this, but I know exactly where I'm going to be. I know exactly what I'm going to be drinking. I even know exactly whose jersey I'm going to be wearing when I go to my Bills-watching place by myself and sit solitarily and watch the game. What else? There was one other thing. What the heck was it? Oh, Reader's Digest, talking about DeMar Hamlin and everything, says Buffalo is the nicest place in America. True or false? And I think Buffalo has a lot of very, very nice people. And I'm not going to go into details because I think that would be in bad taste. But let's just say that both today and yesterday, I did really good Samaritan stuff. And I'm not going to tell you what it was because that would be biblically blowing the trumpet before me. God knows what I did, and people who were there know what I did. And, you know, it makes you feel better about yourself when you can do something that really helps somebody out. And I want to know if you've been helped out by somebody or if somebody has helped you out of a jam. You know, there are sometimes you don't maybe think of yourself as being a good Samaritan, but my goodness, when the opportunity arises to do somebody a solid, why not? I mean, kindness doesn't cost you anything. Of course, neither does being a Richard doesn't cost you anything, but the results of being nice far outweigh the results of being a Richard. Although there are times when being a Richard is absolutely necessary. Let's go to Jim in Clarence at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, James, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Favorite saying not to be heard. To tell you the truth.
Oh, I use that sometimes. To tell you the truth, it, you know, here's the other one is to be honest with you. Yeah. And I don't want to tell tales out of school here, but I remember that really pissed off my mom big time back in the 70s when my father said something to the effect of, well, to be honest with you, and my mother, who is a very laid-back soul, said, well, I hope you're always honest with me. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned and as far as I'm aware, he was always honest with her. Nothing was going on there. But it kind of has become a filler. Or do you think that maybe people use it for emphasis, to be honest with you, as in, I swear on Almighty God? And again, no blasphemy intended. I don't operate that way, but some people do say that. Or to swear, I swear on the Bible. Really? Well, that's only good if you actually believe in the Bible. I mean, you know, I could swear on Charles Schulz's peanuts, but it didn't make it a vow, you know?
Just goes to the basis that people need to have fillers and just can't tell the truth. They got to lie to tell you the truth.
I just said, you know, by the way, intentionally. I said, you know, and you totally missed it. That was ironic, I thought.
You know.
And you really don't believe I accidentally said that to you. So let's get back to it. The other topics. Do you have any other expression that people are using that just rubs you the wrong way? Like, no
That's
worries. When somebody says no worries to you, what do you think?
I'm worried.
Thank you. Oh, no worries. Okay, what? One of the other ones, my bad. My bad.
Yeah, you're bad, and the other one is starting a statement by saying so. They start what? Sentences by saying so.
Okay, but I'm curious because I believe I'm guilty of that. What is there about that particular verbal nuance that gets you off of your auditory game?
Just grammatically, but just it's, you know, somebody starts a sentence off by saying so, as in who cares.
But if you have a subject and a verb along with so, doesn't that make it a legitimate sentence?
Could be, yes.
It's like somebody once, I think, in the Kenton schools, we were taught, never begin a sentence with the word that. Really? Because I've done that in writing and never harm me. The word didn't get off the page and bite me in the nether region. Something else I have to ask you because you sound like a very brilliant man. Do you believe that Buffalo, New York is, in fact, the nicest place in the country with the nicest people most likely to help you out?
Nicest people, yes. And that's what makes the city.
Well, see, when I hear things like that, obviously we all saw Damar Hamlin die on the football field and then come back to life revivified, and I can't imagine what he's going through as far as PTS is concerned. It's got to be hellish on him every time he's near the football field, which would be totally normal, by the way. But the niceness of the city, when I read the Reader's Digest clip, and I don't know if you had the same thought. Do you remember the story we had about Jay Withey, the Blizzard hero in Cheektowaga, who broke into a school, saved 25 people he did not know, and then cleaned up afterward and left a note, and he literally saved 25 lives, and I hope he gets the Carnegie Award for humanitarian service.
He should.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, probably a whole bunch of others, but Jay's story went absolutely viral. And have you recently been helped out, or have you done a kindness to somebody that you think we should know about without assuming you've got a halo and angel's wings?
Off the top of my head, no.
Oh, okay. Because I'm 2 for 2, yesterday and today. I got to tell you, I'm rather proud of myself. And they both involved people who needed assistance. And I was there, Johnny on the spot, baby. Thank you kindly, sir. I appreciate the call, and have yourself a good rest of the day. I think you know what the topics are. I still have time to take your phone call at 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Yes, I'm aware of the fact that it is October. Yes, I'm aware of the fact that we need to do a ghost show or two, and we will. When the time is right, we'll do a ghost show. Now, next week is going to be a little weird because I'm having a minor thing done on Monday. And like, I don't even mention this because people think, uh-oh, he's having another heart attack. No, my heart's in, like, awesome shape, okay? It's a kidney stone thing, and they got to put me out for it. So if I were to come on the air Tuesday, it might be the same as the day I came on after taking the muscle relaxer after the neck fusion. I will never live that down, but I have to laugh about it. I own it. My bad. And then Thursday, we'll see about Thursday. It's going to be interesting. I'll say that much. Anyway, it is Bowerly for... and then I'm actually going to have a fun week off, probably doing nothing, but a fun week off. So if you're just joining us, yesterday was National 10-4 Day, because... not everybody, but many people now are speaking as though they are in the cockpit of an airplane. Roger that. Copy that. 10-4. And there are some other expressions like, no worry. No worry.
Oh.
Anytime somebody says that, and if you don't know the joke, it's pretty popular. I'm sure you'll find it online. How do they say blank blank in Hollywood? Trust me. Here is Mike in North Tonawanda on WBEN. You want to talk about people being nice in Buffalo. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Great program. I got two things to say. I live in North Carolina here. One thing happened to me and one happened to my mother yesterday. It was myself. I'm suffering from a broken hip, and I was grocery shopping at Tots. And out of nowhere, this lady in her 70s walks up to me and she goes, "Excuse me, sir." She goes, "Well, here you go." And I thought it was a dollar bill. She hands me a $20 bill. And I was on my crutch and just basically my own business. And she tapped me on the shoulder and she goes, "This is for you." And I'm like, "Are you serious?" And she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "I have a great retirement plan." And she goes, "I want to, you know, make you feel better." And then she goes in her purse, hands me a $10 bill. So she gave me $30 right there. And I was like, "Oh, you're so sweet, you know, and you're my angel and everything." So that was my story. And my mom's story is yesterday she was walking back from church, and she ran to one of her friends, and they were talking, and she had a shopping cart with her because we have no car right now. But this guy pulls over, and he goes, "Excuse me, ma'am." He's like, "I think you need this more than I do." And he hands her a $50 bill. And my mom came back here, and she was almost in tears.
Man, people are giving out money right and left in North Tonawanda. I got to spend more time in North Tonawanda.
Well, there are some very nice people out there. It's just who you meet, you know?
I mean, the whole giving away money thing. I thought people would open doors, carry bags, let the little old lady in the walker go ahead. But people are, man, you must have, you know what, whatever skill you have in attracting money, buy some lottery tickets. You're not going to win, but yeah. You might as well give it a shot.
I open doors up for people, too. I'm courteous like that, and people Indeed. Open doors for me, too.
Take care of that hip. Absolutely. That's a really tough injury, and I know that if that ever happens to me in the shower, I'm going to do my best junior soprano. You know exactly what he said when he fell in the shower. It's exactly what I'm going to say. It is 5:56. So mature. Tanner Saunders, phenomenal job at Master Control. Tom Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's Evening News from 6 until 7. And then tomorrow, we've got you covered with another day of excellence, at least until that old 2 to 6 guy comes on. And then it's just mediocrity.